sweetest friends, it should be a special schus for Simcha ben Echagittel, Shmuel Alexander ben Echagittel, and for Moshe Gavriel ben Yehudis, and for Ariel Yishai ben Pesach David, they shall have Rechav Atzlach, Rechav Atzayidayim. Pasuk says, V'haya kasher yare Moshe yada v'gavar Yisrael, v'kasher yaniach yada v'gavar Amalek. When Moshe Rabbeinu raised his hand, the Jewish people were victorious, they were stronger, and when he let his hand down, then Amalek got stronger. So when we were able to be win the war, win the battles when Moshe's arms were raised, and when they were let down, then we were losing. We all know the Mishnah, Meseches Rosh Hashanah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches, do the hands of Moshe win the war, lose the war? Rather, it's to teach you that when the Jewish people were looking klapei mal and they were mishabed their lev lavim shvashamayim, they would be misgaber, and if not, they would fall. So on this Mishnah that teaches us that the Jewish people would, when they looked to heaven, they'd win, and when they wouldn't, they would lose, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu raised his hands. Svasemes raises in Shnas Tov Reish Nun Dibar Maslu V'Hoya three kashas. First of all, what's the kash of the Mishnah? The hands of Moshe make the war or lose the war? What's the question? The same hands of Moshe made the Eser Makos, split the sea, sweetened the bitter waters, and other Niflos Rabos Vatsumos. What? The hands of Moshe are a small matter. The hands of Moshe are very Choshev Ezach. We also have to understand why the Mishnah says Kasher Niach Moshe as Yadav Hayu Noflim, they would fall. The pasuk says V'Gavar Amalek, and the Mishnah says Hayu Noflim. So where does it say anything about Nefila? It's V'Gavar Amalek, and the very story is difficult to understand. If Moshe would know that the lowering of his hands causes them to fall, why would he let his hands down? In the Lashon Kacha of the Svasemes, V'karshe ma'kushi v'chiyadav shel Moshe, v'chizeh bovarasu lana yadav shel Moshe, v'emasu kol neflos Hashem v'kriyas yamsu v'shar nisim, v'chiyadav shel Moshe milsa zotru sininu. Moshe Rabbeinu did all these miracles with his hands. Why are you making small business out of Moshe's hands? Moshe's hands were huge. They did tremendous nisim. V'su, and further, another kasha, Madam Messiah and Mishnah, Vimlav Hayunoflim, V'nefilis Yisrael, Mandachar Shemei, who mentioned anything about them falling, V'gavra Amalek Siv, V'lo Nefilis Yisrael, the pasuk doesn't say that Jews fell, it says that Amalek was misgaber. Says this Vasemis, L'chein Yer Lufarish, Kavanasim B'derech Hazeh. Therefore, I would like to be mefaresh the Mishnah as follows. It wasn't that the Jewish people were talui in the hands of Moshe. The hands of Moshe were talui in the hishtabdus and the hearts of the Jewish people. Vaday uvaday. That the hands of Moshe would make the war. But even these super potent and powerful hands of Moshe Rabbeinu were not independent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu empowered the Jewish people. Like it says to Moshe Rabbeinu after Chet HaEgel, Lech Raid. Kishichei Samcha, go down from your Gedula. The nation has been corrupted. Your whole power, Moshe, is from the nation. When the Jewish people were Mistakel Klapei Mal, and they were Shabbat Libam Lavim Shoshamayim, and the hands of Moshe were Mischazek and did the Melchama. And if not, they would fall. What would fall? The hands of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to save them. In the Lashon Kacha of this Vasemes, L'chein Nira L'farish Kavanasim B'derech Zed HaKushi V'chiyad HaTolui Kol Zeb Moshe Rabbeinu Olav V'Shalom Atzim Moshe Yadav Osos V'Shovros Dim Kein Pshita D'loyim Miniach Yadav U'may Kashir Yaniach Moshe. And it says that, like we mentioned before, that if it's all talui in the hands of Moshe, then why would he ever let them down? So it's pashut that it's not talui in the hands of Moshe. L'chein tirtzu ki yadav shel Moshe hayu misgaber v'kishmenei Yisrael mistaklim klapei mayla. The hands of Moshe would be misgaber when the Jewish people looked heavenward. V'im lo hayu noflim yadav shel Moshe Rabbeinu alav v'shalom. And if not, Moshe's hands would fall off, lahei ochal arimam, and he couldn't raise them. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu agam ki hawaya Moshe shel bnei Yisrael, aval hakol haya talui b'achanas bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he was the savior of bnei Yisrael, but it was all talui in their achana. Ki kol nesiyei Yisrael b'kochan shel bnei Yisrael hem nosim. All of the leaders of the Jewish people are only empowered by the Jewish people. They only come mikoach the Jewish people. The Aron would carry those who carry it. So too the leaders of the Jewish people would be carried by the Jewish people. It's totally in uns. Depends where we're holding. If we're holding, we can raise the leaders. So when it says in the pasuk "V'haya kasher yare Moshe," that's not the siba for Gavra Yisrael. That's the siman. The siman that Gavra Yisrael, the Jewish people, are zochem emela, Moshe Rabbeinu could raise his hands. It's all talui in the Jewish people. Not only that, in the pasuk it says yarim. It should have said heirim. Why lashon asid? So the answer is that in this milchama, the seed was planted for all the future generations. When the door is misromim nisgabir b'taras Moshe, then the hands of Moshe are going to be raised, and we're going to have a Yeshua. And when we fall, they fall. And when we fall, Moshe's hands fall, and then we have no power over our enemies. B'chein kasuv heirim eschem al gaveni dayanechem. We're raised above our dayanim. There's in Rashi Dvarim Aleph Tes. That's what it says. Hashem Elokeichem Hir Be'eschem. He made you greater than your Dayanim. The power of the Klal. V'gamein Rochuk L'farish B'pasuk Atzmo Ken Kasher Yara Moshu Simen V'gavra Yisrael. The Simen for Gavra Yisrael. Not the Siba. Not the cause of our victory. But the Simen that we're winning is the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu raised his hands. That's the simon that we're strengthening ourselves, that we have our spiritual kochos, then Moshe could raise his hands. Shaydesha Gavri Yisrael Herim Moshe's Yadav. We thought that when Moshe Rabbeinu raised his hands, we were victorious. It's forkert. When we were victorious, when we were strong, Moshe Rabbeinu could raise his hands. Uvemet milchama zo haya chana l'chol adorot. This war was a preparation for all adoris. V'ksiv lashon asid yarim yaniach. Says here, Lashon Asid, when he raises, when he lets his hands down. Why Lashon Asid? Ki yesh doris shem isrom min yadav shel Moshe v'govrim b'nei Yisrael. There's some generations that the hands of Moshe are raised, and the Jewish people win. V'gam ki pashut emes shay aliyah v'rida v'milcham ezu al yidei shay achan al chol doris who is not shvei yisrael yim iskabri v'torah zenu kri yorim Moshe yadav. So this is a hachaner for chol adaros. Sometimes our hands are up, sometimes down, sometimes we're stronger, sometimes we're weaker. But it's all talui in us. What does it mean, v'yaniach? Like it says by Rafidim, rafu yedem in a Torah. And he says, v'asemes v'yotois, he concludes that I found exactly what I said. I found in the Zohar HaKadosh. Shaydid Yisrael Asata Mishtakhim Mitzlusa V'loyachlim Midei Moshe L'meikam B'zekifu V'gavra Amalek. When the Jewish people got weak in their tefillahs, then Moshe Rabbeinu's hands got weak and they weren't able to be victorious. V'id another Zohar, that's a Zohar Chelik Beis Samach Vav Amar Aleph. In the Zohar Chodesh in Shurim Mem Gimel Amar Aleph, it says Videi Moshe Kvedim. My time began that we shaita Yishaita Yisrael Ovu Zakoyim Videi Moshe Siakur. The Jewish people were in Zoche, and therefore the hands of Moshe became heavy. Lo Yochel Zakfalon Laela Dechsiv Laela Al Rifin Yisrael Van Asosim Es Hashem Ukedem Veyavu Amolik Vizaki Videi Moshe Lo Yochel Zakfalon. He couldn't raise his hands because of our own sins, because we were in Zoche. So really, the koach of Moshe is talui in us. Wow. Should all be zochah l'umadu l'lamid lishma v'lasis u'lakayim is called Ibrahim Samu Tarasu v'yahava. Again, you want to see it inside. It's Shnas Tafresh Nun. The Svasemes, Dibra Maskel Bapasuk, and we should be zochet to always defeat the Amalek from within and from without. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.